This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Brett Williams. He's with True Blue Power. He's the guy behind the engineering for two exciting new products for general aviation. Lithium ion for general aviation. Brett, tell us what's gone into it and what you expect from it.
A lot of hard work and lessons learned over the years. True Blue Power has been developing lithium ion technology for over 6 years now. We have a great proven product, an emergency power supply that is out in the field with an excellent track record, and we've now bumped that up into a main ship starting battery in two different size formats, the TB17 and the TB44, a 17 amp hour and a 44 amp hour main ship starting battery.
What are the advantages of lithium ion as a main ship starting battery, and what are the applications for these particular batteries?
Lots of advantages. The obvious one is weight. You save a lot of weight on an aircraft by transitioning from a lead acid or a NiCad battery, which is typical in traditional aircraft, to a lithium ion. Usually you're going to see 40 to 50% weight savings. And with these two products specifically, they're going to be used both in the piston market and in the turbine market, and you get great benefits from, besides the weight, the life, the cost of maintenance, and cost of ownership is significantly reduced. Cleaner engine starts, more protections, more communication to the cockpit about the safety and performance of your product, and all-around great value for both the original OEM aircraft designer, but also for the owner and operator.
What about the performance improvements offered by lithium ion? They charge faster, they offer longer life. How does that translate financially to the owner-operator of an aircraft?
To an owner-operator, the biggest one is going to be cost of maintenance. Usually what you're looking at is a maintenance interval of 2 years, whereas with a traditional lead-acid or NiCad battery, you could be doing maintenance within every few hundred hours of operation. In some cases, that translates to 3 months, 6 months, perhaps stretching out to an annual maintenance. So you're going to be doing maintenance twice as much, sometimes three times or four times as much as you are on a lithium-ion battery. And then from a performance standpoint, you're going to get much cleaner starts. You're going to have a dead battery much less often. You're going to be able to recharge that battery very, very quickly, so that the battery can then be available for emergency power needs shortly after takeoff.
With all that energy density comes problems, though, potential problems. How has True Blue addressed those problems, and how has True Blue addressed the perception of those problems?
Well, two ways. We address the problems by wrapping the battery in a number of protective layers. We've chosen a lithium ion chemistry that is different than has been used typically in the past for things like consumer electronics and even early adopters of aviation technology, that is more inherently safe and has less energetic failure modes. In addition to that, we add electronic protections and we add mechanical architecture and containment mechanisms, so that should an event ever happen due to a failure of a lithium-ion battery, it's contained in a way that produces no damage to the structure of the aircraft or its occupants.
How do you get that message across to people who might be leery about putting lithium-ion technology in their airplane?
Great question. We use a series that's coming up called Lithium 101. It's an educational series that we'll be presenting through forums like regional NBAA meetings, as well as AEA, Aircraft Electronic Association forums, and we provide it to specific customers as well per request, so that we can tell them what lithium is all about, what are the concerns with lithium, how you manage it, how we've approached the philosophy of producing safe and value-added lithium ion products to the aviation industry.
When are you rolling out these batteries?
They will be available fourth quarter for OEMs of this year, 2013. They're both being submitted for FAA TSO certification this quarter as well. The TB17 has already been submitted and is pending, and the TB44 will be submitted very shortly. So we will have FAA certification of these products to be able to offer to OEM as a incentive that the products are ready and battle-tested for their use.
And just to be clear, it's for OEMs only at the moment. There's no retrofit market at the moment.
At this time, we think that an OEM application is the best use of the technology until we get some early adopters and some field experience with these. We think it's better in a controlled environment of an aircraft production installation, but the future will hold lots of opportunities, perhaps including aftermarket, but for today, yes, OEM only.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.